Not my life, not some financial advisor's life, but your life. So today, this entire next hour, this is about putting you on the road to wealth, your own road to wealth. Deciding where do you want to go? How do you get there? What do you need to take with you to assure a safe arrival? Over all the years of dealing with money, I realized that we all go through various stages of our money, and I don't care how old we are. Age has nothing to do with how we feel about money. Age has nothing to do with how much money we should have or we don't have. You each have your own financial age. So there are some of you out there that may be 50 and have tons of money. There's maybe somebody out there who is 50 and they don't have a pot to pee in. It doesn't matter where you are, but we all have these financial ages, and most of us first start out in debt, whether it's student loan debt or credit card debt, and then from there we progress to, usually, wanting to invest for our future. But what kind of retirement account should we have? A Roth IRA, a traditional IRA, a simple plan, a KEO plan? Do you even know what I'm talking about? You will by the time this hour is over. From there, what do we need to do? We need to make sure that the right kind of insurance is in place. Do you have whole life, term insurance, long-term care insurance? What do you got? What do you have that you don't need? Please listen throughout this hour, because many of you out there have whole life insurance, and I have to tell you, I personally think if you have whole life insurance, that is the biggest mistake you could possibly make. Now you want to buy a home, but some of you, with this great American dream of wanting to have a home, it ends up to your greatest financial nightmare because you buy a home that's too expensive. Or you wait and you get the wrong kind of mortgage. And should you have a fixed mortgage, a variable mortgage? Should it be 15 years? Should it be 30 years? How do you even hold the title of your real estate? Have you ever noticed you buy a piece of property and you think the person that you're buying the property from tells you, should you own it in community property, joint tenancy, tenancy by the entirety, tenants in common? All these choices are out there that are down this road to wealth, and you don't even know which road signs should you pay attention to because nobody has educated you as you go down that road to wealth. Usually next, you're in these retirement accounts and all these mutual funds are being offered to you. Which mutual fund should you buy? What if you're not in a retirement account? Do you know that today there are over 12,000 mutual funds that are being offered? Loaded, no loaded, 12 B1s. Do you buy them on your own? Do you buy it through a stockbroker? What do you do? Then you have stocks. How many stocks should you own? Which stocks? A lot of you are still holding on to stocks from a year or two ago that you should have sold, but what prevented you from doing so? We're going to talk about that. Bonds versus bond funds. I personally think bond funds are a horrible way to go, and I'm going to tell you why. If you're looking for safety, you want, in my opinion, to buy individual bonds. Then we start to get into things like wills and trusts. So for instance, out here, I want you to be honest with me now. How many of you right here and right now do not have a living trust and a will in place as you sit here? Please raise your hands. Okay, my friends, look around. That was almost 99% of the people in this room today, and I'm sure those watching this at home don't have a will and a trust. Can you tell me why? It's not if you're going to die, it's when. Do you know this? I'm very serious. Each and every one of you knows that you should have a will and a trust. So what is preventing you from doing it? You want to know what's preventing you from doing a will, a trust, the right types of mutual funds, the right types of insurance, the right types of mortgages for yourself, the right types of titles for you? Is because you don't know who to ask your questions to. And when you do ask a question, you're not even sure if the answer that you're getting is the correct answer. There is so much information out there today that all of us have become paralyzed because we don't know where to go. And again, this is what today is all about. I'm asking you to come here, right here with me. We don't want anything from you. It's not like I want you to become a client of mine because I don't take clients. It's not like I have a mutual fund to sell you or something like that. The information that you are about to hear throughout this next hour is unbiased information, information to help you get from here where you are sitting today to point X, which is your point of arrival on your road to financial freedom.